The governor is found. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. President Obama escaped the White House for hamburgers. Dick Cheney regularly fled to his basement. And since 2003, all sorts of public officials disappear and show up in Baghdad. But setting a new standard for originality, South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford inexplicably disappeared last week so he could inexplicably fly to Buenos Aires, Argentina, where he says he was driving alone on the beach. That story came out after reporters were having trouble believing the previous story that he was hiking the Appalachian Trail alone. So what we're being told now is that without telling the lieutenant governor, or even his wife, he took off in an official black state SUV, drove to the Columbia Metropolitan Airport, and headed to Argentina to clear his head after a tough legislative session. What made it tough, you may recall, was that he didn't want to accept any federal stimulus money. It was a matter of principle. He couldn't bear the idea of such a huge federal debt.
We're a nation that has $52 trillion of accumulated liability. $52 trillion of political promises that have been made but not paid for.
I mean, it really seemed to affect him.
And the idea of stacking up another trillion, another trillion, another trillion, we really do get to that tipping point.
I guess being forced to accept that money affected him even more deeply than we thought. But Argentina! Argentina defaulted on its national debt 8 years ago and still hasn't paid it back. You'd think, feeling as he does, he'd at least escape to a country with a balanced budget. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.